T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! We got Flyers Penguins back! It's back, Bob!
We got a lot to talk about. Joe Starkey's fired up. It started when he couldn't find his headsets. Now he found them. There's gratification in the air. Good morning, Austin.
Joe, did you break your streak of not drinking coffee today?
Hell no.
You are bouncing off the walls.
Because we're going to talk, obviously, a lot of Steelers. Let's just get right to it. Are you okay, Limits?
I'm doing great. Good? Yes,
yeah.
I am wonderful.
Is that a Pirates hat on?
It is the fan hat.
Fan hat, okay. Yeah. I just saw the black and yellow. That's all. Black and gold.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
To celebrate our big event today, our big fan event at Mike's Beer Bar.
That's right.
Tony Pierce's cancer is tonight, Bob. The nipples will be pierced.
Yeah, he was all worried about that. I thought the prep happened last night, maybe into today, so he may be not in a good state of mind. But it is, it's like taking a shot. I reminded him. It's like taking a shot. You close your eyes. And then realize you're going to have some dangling earrings out of your nipples.
Yes, sir. The top special at Mike's tonight is Pony's Nipples on a Platter. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
$4.99? $4.99. I don't know if I'm staying for that aspect of it. Are you?
I got to work. So I get off and we have to tape something. There's no time for
that's
me to
selfish,
get it. If I went over there, I would.
You helped us win a Marconi, and now you're not going to be there for the nipple piercing?
I'm along for the ride on this whole thing. So you get all the credit. You too, not me. I'm part-time pump.
You look great today, though. What's on your hat, Bob? It appears to be a parrot.
It's a parrot. It's part of the logo of the Abaco Club, which is where you should play.
Where's
it's
that?
Down in the Bahamas, and it's a beautiful club. It's where Tiger Woods has his annual soiree.
I'd like that. I was looking at potential trips.
You don't want to know how much it costs, though.
I don't care because you're treating. Let's start with Wednesday's is six-pack time, right, Bob? There's a million things going on. Thank you, Limits, for starting us. Ron's already 11 deep in Fort Myers. The least we can do is try and catch up, Bob. Let's make this a 12-pack. And I want to start with the Penguins because that was entertaining. There's so many different takes from it. There's two that stand out above all. There's two that stand out above all. All hell broke loose. In right after the shootout, right? At the end of the shootout. Or no?
No, it was before
the shootout, yes. At the end of overtime.
Yes.
And that's part of the point here, Bob. I'm a little overexcited this morning.
That's okay. We like that.
The Flyers became they're the Flyers again. Okay?
Rick Tocchet's their head coach.
That's exactly right. And it's easy to hate their guts. And Zegras is a punk for what he did. But good. He's a lovable punk. He's a Flyer punk. You want to hate the Flyers. The Flyers are supposed to have punks. And the Penguins and the Flyers are supposed to do what they did at the end of overtime yesterday. That's what Flyers Penguins should look like. There's some new blood in this thing. And let's hate Zegras. Let's hate the Flyers. Great. That's what it's supposed to be. All hell's supposed to break loose. Unfortunately, Bob, the referees blew it. All we talked about yesterday in regard to this game was the frozen frenzy, right? About how we were going to be watching 8 million games last night on ESPN. Tons and tons of hockey, and they built up to it with ads during everything. for a month, like the Frozen Frenzy. Every team's in action. So we get to the Frozen Frenzy. We have all hell break loose at the end of overtime. And what do?
Split screen.
Well,
that bothered me.
That bothered me, too. They don't let Sidney Crosby participate in the shootout.
Or Zegras, for that matter.
Or Zegras. But Sidney Crosby, what are you doing? Just overlook whatever might have happened. Say that we'll let the league take care of it. We didn't see anything. Maybe the linesman could say I was too busy tackling Parker Weatherspoon to notice anything. They keep Sidney Crosby out of the shootout on the Frozen Frenzy night. Bob, what are they doing?
What
are your thoughts on everything I said?
I don't even remember
what I said.
I thought the same thing. I said, you're gonna call this 32 teams in action or whatever it is. Every team's playing. We're going to go and take you everywhere. This is Frozen called Frenzy. Well,
everybody but your biggest star in action.
You're right. And that's the thing. I don't know what he did. Did he?
He came off the bench.
Okay,
I mean, there's no doubt about that.
It was at the end of regulation and everybody's piling on one another. Whatever.
The end of overtime even.
Or overtime. So, I didn't think that was a good call. I would have kept both of them in the game. I would have.
Me too.
Now, Zegras, on the other hand, what he did was a punk move. There's no question about that. And he better watch who he picks on.
And God bless him for that, right, Bob?
Would have ripped his head off.
You know what I'm saying? I know.
But he did. He had no business taking his helmet off the way he did.
I know.
And then he hides behind everybody. He'd done the Michael Jackson moonwalk getting away from people.
Yes, he's a villain.
Well, guess what? They have long memories in hockey.
Yes.
So don't be surprised if he gets lit up like a Christmas tree when they play next.
And isn't that the beauty of it, Bob? That's my point.
Yeah, there were so many components of that game. The offside that denied them a goal, which was a great call. All of that stuff.
Two disallowed goals in overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a wildly entertaining hockey game, and that's what Penguins Flyers is supposed to look like. That's why the great Herb Brooks, after the Penguins won game one in that crazy playoff series all those years ago, the year 2000, I think, somebody asked him after the game, because the Penguins won by blowout in game one and the Flyers started stirring all the stuff at the end of the game. You didn't have to dump that, did you, Limits?
I did not.
Yeah, stirring stuff at the end of the game and starting fights and beating people up. And then somebody asked Herb Brooks after game one, he was sitting up at the podium, what'd you think of that? What do you think of the Flyers? He didn't say anything. He just looked at us, turned to his side, and feigned to spit on the ground, Bob. That's what he thought of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah.
That, my friends, is the beauty of this. It's good to hate the Flyers again, Bob. You want people to hate in sports, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how rivalries. It's a hate. Let's clarify that. A healthy hate.
It's a sports hate. Yes.
You hate this guy. This guy hates you. Sidney Crosby gets booed vociferously when he comes on the ice in Philly. To me, that's always a sign of respect. I've talked to him about that. He says, what are you going to do? They know I'm here. Yeah, they do, and they don't want you there. And the officials made sure you weren't there for the shootout, which is just ridiculous.
Now, he clearly came off the bench.
It doesn't matter.
They were outnumbered, number one. Yoa reported, too, that the Penguins thought that the doors were already open. The Zambonis were ready to come
right out.
Like what do you? And they're outnumbered on the ice, and the linesman is pinning, I think it was Weatherspoon. He pinned him to the ice like it was wrestling. So, okay, technically, Sid gets a misconduct. I guess technically. But you have to just in the moment be thinking clearly there and say, okay, you know what? It was a melee. We don't know what the hell happened. We'll let the league sort it out. In the meantime, Sid, you're in the shootout. Zegras, you're in the shootout. The Frozen Frenzy is what we came here for, not to watch linesmen pin Parker Weatherspoon to the ice and not to watch Sidney Crosby not participate in the shootout.
Yeah, the game was over at that point. You go into a shootout, which means you don't have any more skating going on. So at that point,
right,
he probably thought the game's over. Everyone's coming onto the ice.
Right.
So I thought the whole thing was ridiculous.
Stupidity.
It is. And that's the NHL shooting themselves in the foot when they should have just... And they could have done that. They took forever to try to figure this out. They could have had communication with New York, say, hey, leave those guys in the game. They'll be assessed the misconduct or whatever.
Idiots.
And they didn't do it.
They're idiots,
What
Bob.
Did you think of the Malkin goal that was disallowed?
I mean,
it's in the rules. I read the rule. I'm back to look at it. It is in the rules.
Shiloff skated to the bench like he was Harry Callis in a marathon. What took him so long to get to the bench? He played great, but my God.
I had no idea that was a rule.
That is a rule.
Like
it's not a penalty. It's not anything that was resulting in too many men on the ice, which a lot of people thought.
But also, Malkin's got to kind of read the play. I mean,
well, he jumped way too soon.
Way
it's too
soon.
Obvious.
The guy wasn't even halfway to the bench.
So I didn't have a problem with that call because I looked and saw it in the book. Okay.
Right.
I don't necessarily. Yeah, I think it's fine. They just didn't do it right, and they got caught.
Yeah, and they got caught. Meantime, let's have another one, O Limitless Wonder. Thank you. Bob, the Penguins sit here tied for first place in the Metro. What are we, a little over an eighth into the season?
Yeah. But
some people talk about Thanksgiving as being the magic time to be in playoff position in the NHL. They're tied for first with the Devils, who have a game in hand. They're plus 10. That's the best goal differential in the East. It's the best in the East right now, Bob. They got another point last night, even though they got outplayed for a large portion of the game again. It's just, it's freakish how they keep coming up with points and wins in games where they're outplayed for a large degree. Do they have staying power? Is this going to be a story? You are the only person I know of in this town who predicted the Penguins to go to the playoffs. What did you know that nobody else knew, Bob? And are they for real?
I guess I was thinking about what happened in Washington with Carberry coming in there and turning them around the way he did. He didn't do it with a whole bunch of different personnel changes. There were some young guys brought up. I just thought with the high-end talent they have, the whole thing was goaltending. And I still believe in their goaltending. Even Jari, I thought he was, he's always better than what he's shown, even though, again, it'll come down to postseason if they get there, what he does there. But I thought if they got the kind of goaltending, they would have an infusion of young guys who may fire up the old guys and that sort of thing. And I think Dan Muse, I talked to a lot of people who just sung his praises all over college hockey, wherever he was, that he was one of those guys who can bring guys together. And you, outside of last night where I thought they got very sloppy, you know, they're playing a structurally sound game for the most part. They are. You're not seeing wild turnovers, 4-on-2s, 3-on-1s.
Well, the other night they had 31 giveaways, though.
Well, I'm
yet
saying
they win the game.
But that's going to happen from time to time.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you don't see that as rampant as it was in the last couple of years. So
yeah. You predicted this, Bob.
Yeah, I may be wrong, too. It's a long season, as you said.
No, staying, I want you to take credit and take
power,
the compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Staying power is a tough thing because that means consistently doing it. They have a lot of guys who've not been through this grind. And one of them is Ben Kindle, who's reached his limit of 9 games.
That's the next thing on our thing.
And the other
limits
thing is
crack
Harrison,
a beer.
Brunick.
There we go.
I stole your beer
yeah,
before.
You,
I'm
you,
sorry.
You jumped ahead. You're like Malkin. You jumped off the bench, and I wasn't even
and,
over
and
there
you're,
yet.
And you're
Bob.
Like, Sheila, she took forever to get to your point.
stop that. I don't want to hear him anymore. Bob, what did you just say? Oh, Ben Kindle has played his 9th game. They got a decision to make before Thursday.
Decisions, decisions.
There's no decision here. He's what's he going to do? They're good so far.
And he's
important. Keep him. There's no decision here, is there?
No, not for him. Brunick, I think, is a different case. I think while I'd like to see him stay, and I think he in the same way won't necessarily benefit from going back to his junior team, I do think if you play him, you know, you're always going to use 8 defensemen throughout the course of the year. Going to be injuries.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to play
like
every single game.
I'd like to see him
game.
With Sid at some point. That's what I'd like to see.
You're talking about Kindle?
Yes.
I'm talking about Brunick.
Oh.
But yeah, Kindle has to be in the top 6 eventually. He is made for that. He's not made to be a grinder, although maybe that'll help him along the way to understand that there's a two-way of playing here.
Yeah.
But the fact that his locker's next to Sid, the fact that I think just having him up here the entire season to see what this is like, access to all the things he needs, and sitting next to Sidney Crosby will help him. Going to juniors won't.
Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Very well said, Bob, I might add. The Steelers made a trade. They've acquired Kyle Duggar, safety from the New England Patriots. They seem to be collecting out of favor, perhaps washed up Patriots safeties. I don't know that that's the best business to be in right now, but they did bring him in a couple of years ago. He was good, and then he sustained an ankle injury, and now he's not good. So what do you make of this?
A desperation move by a team that needs help, and you know they have Jabril Peppers.
Do they? I haven't noticed him.
Well, special teams is all, but you know my point is, you're right. This is a guy who's he's had a good career in the sense that he's had like 9 interceptions. He's been one of those guys that can move around, but he also commands a lot of money, and that's the other thing New England was trying to get rid of. I think beyond this year, he's going to be a free agent after this year, which wasn't originally his contract. They're going to pay most of this contract for this year, so Steelers aren't tied to anyone longer term with him. I guess it's a desperation move to try to help out a secondary that is not very good right now.
That's what it is. And if the Patriots, who very well could be in competition with the Steelers for a playoff spot, Bob, we don't know that. The Bills and Ravens could still win these two divisions. Do you think they're going to unload a player? I mean, is somebody else in the AFC North going to start crying about the Patriots the way that Mike Tomlin cried about Flacco? Why are you giving the Steelers help at safety if you're going to be competing with them for a playoff spot?
Well, he hasn't
maybe
been a consistent player with them. So
well, that's the thing.
That's one thing.
I know, but
whether or not he makes a difference, I don't know.
Well, my point was, do you think that the Patriots, knowing they could be in competition with the Steelers for a playoff spot, would give them a player that they think is good?
No.
Me neither. Let me read you what The Athletic said. Duggar was an ascending player, but he became too inconsistent in recent years and fell out of favor with new coach Mike Vrabel. In 2025, he's played a career-low 43% of New England's defensive snaps. Basically, they go on to say he used to be fast, but he had an ankle injury a couple years ago and isn't fast anymore. So that's somewhat problematic. And then they say that he hits people for sure. He sounds like Deshaun Elliott in a way. He hits people, but he doesn't make a lot of splash plays. His last interception was in 2023. His last fumble recovery in 2022. This sounds like the worst of Minka. The guy goes years without a turnover, Bob?
Do you think they have seller's remorse when it comes to Minka?
No.
Before you say no, the one thing he did do was he may not have been making, and I think maybe he was a victim of all those interceptions he made when he first got here. That level of play could not sustain itself. But he's a guy who, you know, at least took care of the middle of the field to the point where you didn't see a whole bunch of stuff down the middle of the field.
That's arguable.
It is arguable,
also
but I'm just asking, I'm asking that.
You remember what Joe Burrow did to them in Cincinnati last year?
I remember what Joe Burrow did to a lot of teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, I don't know if you look back at that trade, I thought Jonnu Smith would be more involved than what he is too, and that's not happening.
I still think this version of Ramsey is a better player than that version of Minka that we saw last. But I get your point though, that they seem to be lacking a quarterback of the secondary, a center fielder type, but he wasn't that anymore anyway. I don't think.
Well, they had communication issues with, and now they have communications without him. So,
right.
So somebody's not communicating.
Right. And the whole Deshaun Elliott thing, I'm very confused about. He went on injured reserve. Am I right about that? Tomlin made it sound like it was just a week-to-week
thing. I don't think it's officially that yet. I saw that from Rappaport, who suggested that would happen.
That would happen, okay.
That would make sense only because of what you saw that injury. It didn't. I guess he's lucky his ACL is intact. It's a hyperextension. That's a lot better diagnosis than other way around.
But with him, Bob, I like his heart and I like his hit, but he can't cover people either.
No,
he misses tackles too.
Oh boy, they had a lot of missed tackles. Slay missed a lot of tackles.
The fact that,
what do they do at cornerback moving forward?
I don't know. I guess do you give Corey Trice a shot? Is he ready to go? Do you play Eccles more?
Eccles might play more.
Is that the good news or the bad news?
Well, I'm just saying. I think that's – how many moves can you make with the person?
I don't know. Eccles strikes me as a guy who hit a couple pinch-hit homers, but then you put him in your starting outfield and he gets exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
Slay,
know. I
mean. Slay appears to be a bust. Joey Porter Jr., I'm like the rest of us, still waiting, right?
Yeah, and this is the wrong week to try to experiment with things when you got
you
a team like
Indiana. You picked
the
wrong week to quit sniffing glue, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Next. All right, Bob. Here's the other situation with the Steelers, and I wrote about this for the Post-Gazette. On top of all of their other issues defensively, they're not trying? Are we to believe that? Cam Hayward the other day, do we have that clip? Still limits about him talking about their lack of fight against the Packers? Bob, this was a game where the Steelers were coming. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers defense we're talking about. We're coming off a humiliating effort against the Bengals and had extra time to prepare and presumably extra motivation because of that game and because this was a Sunday night Aaron Rodgers game against his old team at home. Mm-hmm. If there were ever a night where we wouldn't want to be talking about effort, then this would have been the night, and yet this is what we got from Cam Hayward after the game.
You know, adversity a lot better, man. I think this game kind of eroded in the second half, and big plays were, you know, the death of us today. You're not going to be perfect out there, but you got to keep fighting. You know, I just think there's a lot of ball and, you know, not enough fight on our side.
Not enough fight on our side? Now, here's how I feel about that at first blush. I've been in a lot of these locker rooms over the years in different sports, and effort is always like a lowest common denominator excuse, oftentimes used as a deflection by a player. Because he doesn't want to say our coaches got out-schemed, for example. He doesn't want to say they're just better than us. We don't have enough talent. So a lot of times it's a default to go to.
Fall back. I hear it too.
However, in this case, you have to be way more careful with your words because nobody wants to hear that. And on top of that, you had more people talking about it yesterday, the day after. You had Joey Porter Jr. talking about effort, and then you have Juan Thornhill, Bob, who I think is still frozen in midair on that pass from the other night, saying this, Brooke Pryor quoting him, saying, if I'm being completely honest, I don't feel like the effort was there. We have to have that conversation, Thornhill said. We got to let everybody know that effort should not be something we should be paying attention to. You always need to play hard. That sounds like a peewee football speech. That's about the last thing anybody wanted to hear from that game the other night, and it's embarrassing. They're indicting themselves, and they're inciting fans. I hate to say that, but they are inciting fans by telling them we didn't have the effort in that game. Do you think people who aren't paid millions of dollars to play football want to hear that from multiple players? Man, Bob, are the problems even bigger than we think? Because it wasn't long ago. And it makes me wonder, A, if they have too many fat cats on defense who have already made their money. And B, if they're quitting on Mike Tomlin, which I flatly accused them of in the playoff game last year, this defense, and so did Kirk Herbstreit, with millions of people watching on television, accused them of quitting during a playoff game. Listen to this.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
We're still talking about it, Bob. Your thoughts?
No, that's as damning as it gets. You don't want to hear that at all, especially in a playoff game. But I think what this comes down to, and perhaps what Cam Hayward was referring to, was when they have big plays against them, all of a sudden it's almost like, oh, man, here we go again. They're not digging in and trying to make up for that play with something better. You know, they're just, okay, it happens to us. It's going to happen again. And it seems like it goes over and over. I still remember the play against Seattle with Kenneth Walker untouched for 20 yards on a 3rd and 20 when they could have settled for a field goal. Instead, he just walks into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's not a good look. It's a reflection on coaching. It's a reflection on individuals who
It's a reflection on leadership.
Leadership, as we're going to say, the guys who have made the money are supposed to be the leaders. You internally, a lot of coaches will tell you they can go so far. It's the players and the accountability within the locker room, player to player, that also has a role in this. So they're missing something there. And, you know, last week we saw on a Sunday night game, they had everything going their way. 16-7 at halftime, getting the ball the second half to start. They could have run the ball with fight, and they came out passing, and it didn't work. And it opened the door for other things against them. So, you know, there are a lot of things about that game I hated to see. And this is the wrong week to try to use Indianapolis as a remedy, because be careful what you see with that team.
It's just the last thing that fans in this town want to hear. We're not trying hard enough. Are you blanking kidding me that that's coming from within the locker room? That's not Kirk Herbstreit saying it. That's Cam Hayward and Thornhill and Porter and others. It's pathetic is what it is. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. And it truly is, Bob, the very last thing that fans want to hear from the team that they pay their own hard-earned money to go watch. It's unbelievable. And if it's not true, if it's just like a default excuse to go to, a convenient excuse, they got to watch their words better. Because again, nobody, absolutely nobody, wants to hear that your effort was lacking, especially coming off that game against the Bengals. This is a town where Joe Green once lived, Jack Lambert, James Harrison, and I know he eventually quit on the Steelers, but you get the point, Kevin Green. And listen to James Harrison, and these guys are going to be here Sunday. If I'm Mike Tomlin, and he, of course, disagreed that there was a lack of effort, although if you watch Darius Slay on the goal line, on the one touchdown, Bob,
yeah,
that was a business decision.
Yeah, he didn't want to get involved in that one.
That was one where if I'm pointing to a lack of fight, that's exhibit A. James Harrison was on his podcast Limits with Joe Hayden the other day. If I'm Tomlin, I think I might have James Harrison and some of his old buddies like the Farrier Pigeon give a little pregame speech on Sunday. I might do that.
They do it in college all the time.
Yeah.
Bring guys in.
This is how James Harrison feels about what he saw the other night, and I imagine he's not alone.
On the Debo and Joe show.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the eye.
Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday Night Football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not
make that name on your back mean something. Make them 3 stars on your chest mean
Debo, it wasn't me not performing. It wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said, I could be like your counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's still gonna be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers.
Damn, now you being disrespectful. Now you being disrespectful.
I love that line back. You came from a line of losers.
Of course, that's Joe Hayden with James Harrison from their podcast. I would just you could just play that. Just play James Harrison saying that.
I would have him in the locker room. I would. With the same, try to dig in, James, that same feeling you felt during that podcast. Bring it in there and look those guys straight in the eye. I think that's a good idea, actually.
It feels like a lot of fat cats. It feels like some guys who are making, at least one we saw the other night, making business decisions. And you have to ask about the leadership within the room and the leadership of Mike Tomlin. I mean, are they playing hard for him?
You know, if you look back, Joe, if you really want to go back to regular season, dating back to last year, they're 4-8 in their last 12 regular season games.
Yeah. And that's, then all the defensive numbers are just horrific.
Yeah, and that's what really is. You know, you have an offense, and this goes back to a couple of weeks ago when you suggested it, and you're probably going to be right. When you have a team that struggles defensively, why not load up on offense? Try to just cover it up with as much scoring as you can. And you have a quarterback who it looks like can do that, and that'll be the decision they make at a trade deadline. What are they going to do next, if anything? And that's coming up next Tuesday. Is that the day?
Yeah.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.